Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Draymond Green was back in the Warriors lineup last night against the Rockets after being suspended earlier this week. Early in the game, he found Kevin Durant for an easy dunk, but after that, it was all Rockets. The Warriors got blown out, and KD scored 20 points, but Draymond had zero. Steve Kerr said the team is banged up, quote, physically and spiritually. Here's KD and Draymond on the aftermath of their dramatic week.
We didn't play our best game. It happens. If those emotions are what caused us to lose, then it's my bad, you know, but... we're not panicking or think like, oh man, we're not a great team. We're still the best team in the league, and we're going to win more games and a bunch of games and go win another championship, and we'll be fine.
How do you characterize how things are with you and Draymond?
Don't ask me about that again.
We're joined now.
He dealt with that.
Yeah, he sure did. He shut it down real fast. We're bringing in FS1 NBA analyst Chris Broussard. What do you think about this beef between these two guys? You think it's going to affect this team moving forward?
Well, we're talking about this year because past this year, KD's gone, period, the end. He's gone. And it's beyond, we know before this even happened, he was most likely leaving.
Correct.
It was just a matter of when. And it's beyond even what Draymond said in this whole argument. There also is this, and it was similar to LeBron when he was his last year in Miami. It's tough to be somewhere where they feel like they saved you. Mm-hmm. He knows in Golden State, they feel like we saved you. They don't have to say it. They've joked about it, but you wouldn't have these rings if it wasn't for us. And he's saying, I played a pretty big role in those rings too.
Yeah.
And so that's the underlying feeling of KD also wanting to leave on top of some of these other issues. They, as far as this season, they have two major things going for them. One, they're obviously just a great team. I mean, that this may not even be able to derail them. And both these guys, KD and Draymond, are entirely committed to winning another ring. Draymond's legacy is winning. His legacy not like Steph's or KD's or LeBron's where it's going to be great individual numbers and play. Right. It's championships.
Right.
And he already knows he may have cost them one. So he's totally all in. That's my legacy, mm-hmm. being a winner. KD wants three rings in 3 years. That's a heck of an achievement. That's better than when LeBron went to Miami and got 2-4. So he wants that. The second thing they have going for him, it's November. You have 4, 5, 6 months to work this out. And we know it's true. It's a cliche, but time heals all wounds. So even, look, with the things Draymond said to KD, I don't think their relationship will ever be the same. I don't think it'll ever be the same. And even if they can never really be real friends again, they've got 5 months to learn how to play as business partners, where it's no longer we real cool and we're personal. They have 5 months. This is the one red flag for this season. With Golden State, their strength has always been their chemistry, their camaraderie, their atmosphere. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that attracted KD to that. No egos. They have fun. They're playing music during practice. That's one of the things that attracted them. And remember, before KD got there, their motto was strength in numbers. How, if these two don't get it together personally, how will they react as a team? Not just those two, but Steph, Klay, the whole dynamic. Will it be changed from this fun atmosphere, and can they thrive when it's more of a just, let's just get this championship, mm-hmm. let's just take care of business. So I think they'll work it out. I feel strongly about that, but that's a red flag that I see.
I think I've always felt there's an 85% chance that Kevin Durant was gonna leave. I think this was probably the nail in the coffin to assure that was gonna happen. I'm not so sure given how they treated him. I mean, he's appealing the suspension, Skip, $120,000 that he lost. But I don't know how Draymond stays.
That's interesting.
I don't know how Draymond stays.
Yeah.
After knowing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've got a long time to work it out with him.
Yeah.
He's got the extra
years. This is why I went out of my way not to get into a yelling match or a confrontation with a teammate, because it becomes very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable, Skip. And I know you're like, okay, we this is for the betterment of the team, but nah, bro, you made it personal. Because you brought things in here you might think, and we think a lot of things.
Right.
You can't prove that I'm thinking this. But once you say it, Draymond just did all of a sudden in this moment, Skip, oh, yeah, by the way, I've always made plays. Oh, by the way, da-da-da, we won without you. That didn't just happen at that moment. He'd been thinking about that, and he wanted a way to say it. KD just gave him a way to say it by saying, bro, give me the ball. Game three of the first finals, y'all ain't have no problem giving me the ball. Game three of last year in the finals, you ain't have – Steph and Klay couldn't buy a shot. Mm-mm. Draymond, you couldn't buy a shot. I kept us close, and then I won it at the end. Ain't nobody have a problem with you passing me the ball. Now I ask for the ball, and you go – I was making plays before you got here. KD gone. KD not forgetting this. Like I agree. I believe they can put it past him. I believe outside of an injury, no one is beating this team four times in 2 weeks. But this never good. Their relationship will never be the same. Mm. And like I said, he was going to leave, but it'd be very, very interesting because I think Kevin Durant makes them unbeatable in the finals. Without KD, they're beatable. Because I believe had they not had KD the first time around, Cleveland would have got them. And Cleveland would have got them again last year. I know that.
I don't know that.
I know that.
But I'm not going to completely discount that.
Okay, let's say with Kyrie, with Kevin Love, mm-hmm. if KD is not there the first year KD left, they're not beating Cleveland. That's why they went and got KD.
Mm-hmm. So, this is all why, to me, the guy who should be gone right now is Draymond Green. He's expendable in this equation. I know he does a lot of little valuable glue things for mm-hmm. this team. I'm going to remind everybody again, DeMarcus Cousins is on ice for January. I assume he's going to be okay, but I don't know how okay he's going to be. He is a 7-footer who can pass the basketball and rebound the basketball, so he could fill a lot of the boxes. He could check a lot of the boxes that Draymond often checks.
And score if need be.
He can really score if need be. And I could argue they'd be at least as good with him, if not better. So, to me, you said period, end of story that Kevin is gone. I don't know that for a fact because I don't think Kevin at this moment knows that for a fact. He's as sensitive or oversensitive a superstar as I've ever sort of been around or heard about follow.
He knew it as 2 days ago.
Knew what?
He leaving.
Maybe, but depending on what happens with Draymond and how all this sorts itself out, and then depending on the outcome at the end of the year, I'm not sure he's leaving if Draymond is cleared from the decks. And if again, could they trade him sooner than later? I think they could.
Trade Draymond.
Yeah, because he's becoming more trouble than he's worth.
Here's the thing with trading Draymond. And one, I don't think they'll even think about that. But Draymond, as great as he is on the Warriors, most teams know.
They don't view him like that.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not the guy that's going to go somewhere and be the man.
Right.
It's the system. It's the teammates. Mm-hmm. He's perfect for that team. And with all the baggage. So now I've got a Draymond Green who's not as good as he was on the Warriors,
right.
not as valuable. And then I still have to deal with him going off and blowing up and all right. that stuff.
Steph and Klay can handle that. Steph, because they used to it.
I do not believe it can be fixed between Kevin and Draymond. I believe the bridge is burned completely to the ground to where can they achieve? Remember, Steph's not there, so let's see how Steph can come in and help mediate
this
a little bit. But can Kevin and Draymond achieve some sort of uneasy truce or barely peaceful coexistence like you're suggesting the rest of the way? Maybe. But let them lose two in a row. Let Kevin have a bad shooting night. I know too much about him. It will bubble back to the surface and it will boil over because now Yahoo is reporting that the exchange on the bench went Draymond telling Kevin, we don't need you. We won without you. Leave.
Whoa. Okay?
But that's
deep.
But you know that's where it was
heading.
You're
daring him.
Yeah, okay.
You're daring him.
And that's beyond calling him multiple times the B word, which for me, man to man, that's just a bridge. That's game over. Like you can't take it back. You can't get over it.
But the thing is that like, and Kevin Durant's brother says, is like in the motion, I can't remember verbatim what he said. He said, true colors are revealed.
True colors.
The moment KD accepted his call, the moment KD decided to come to Golden State, what did you think Draymond thought of you?
Right. That's what everybody... think he was feeling. Even as I'm going to benefit from your presence, I don't respect it.
Because everybody said, what person you know? Skip, they beat... You had them 3-1. You had them down. The dude calls you.
How many times have you told the story? He's in the parking lot. You say he's near tears calling Kevin Durant. So he's the first.
Well, and here's the thing. Think about what you said. It's been there in Draymond. This didn't just... As wrong as KD was, I believe, for going off on Draymond, because it was... Draymond can make plays, right. You know, and it wasn't worth all that.
Right.
That also wasn't worth what Draymond said to KD. Like, just that made you go off in that regard. So here's where I disagree with you, Skip. I disagree that they should trade Draymond. I have my reservations about, I don't think Boogie could do what Draymond does. We know he wouldn't do it defensively.
Right, right.
We know he wouldn't do it defensively. And that's huge for the Warriors because they don't have, you know, rim protectors and all that stuff.
The only thing he is he's 7 feet tall.
He is 7 feet tall. And I just think offensively, too, look, he's a great individual player. But Draymond does the little things, moves that ball quickly. Mm-hmm. DeMarcus doesn't do that. DeMarcus doesn't run the floor. I mean, Draymond is in large part their point guard. DeMarcus might want to be that, but that's not going to be good for them if he's bringing the ball up and stuff like that. So
Draymond doesn't need the ball. Draymond doesn't care if he scores 2 points, 0 points. Boogie.
Well, he cared one night in Oklahoma City at halftime on a Saturday night game. Remember that when he went totally
Steve Kerr was upset because he killed Marcia Three. Steve Kerr said, I don't mind you shooting the ball. Just stop shooting 25-foot three-pointers.
He's challenging everybody in the locker room, especially the head coach, to a fight at halftime.
Right.
Remember?
Right. Yeah.
But we're going to talk about this a little later. We got to play for you, KD. We respect you. We have the utmost respect for you, KD.
I think this
is good people, KD.
Listen, what we saw last night, and I realize it's only mid-November, that was a troubled basketball team. That was a team that was drained of its energy and its emotion. And Kevin was drained, and they had a little exchange late in the game, or it was actually early in the third quarter. But actually, Kevin was nicely chiding Draymond for a double dribble that was a similar play to bring the ball up, you know, against the Clippers.
Here's the thing, and I don't know what Draymond said to KD privately, but in his public statement, which was solid, he didn't apologize.
He did not. I mean, he basically said, I am who I am.
Right.
And my thing is, Chris, you can, look, we've had emotional. I ain't got no problem. You can be emotional. But, bro, how you talk to someone, you can't talk to that. See, KD, you being nice.
He should have, if he really, the best thing for him to do. Now, if he didn't mean it, I respect. If you don't want to say it, don't say it. But if he had come out, look, man. We need KD. We all know
like
we need
that.
KD.
Right.
I get it. I was just emotional. I was upset. He had gone at me. We need Kevin Durant as much as we need anybody on this team. He is a great player. You know, that's what
I
he
didn't
should
hear
have
that.
Said.
He said no one man's bigger than this, this team.
He said if anybody leaves, Clay, KD, whoever, so be it. That's their choice.
Hey, okay. And the thing is, for me, the way Skip, the way I handle any situation now, I get into a disagreement. I say before I say something or you say something that we're going to regret, let's just go ahead and end it. Let's just go ahead and stop it. Because I know how I am. Because when you get into an argument, you get mad, Skip, what do you do? What's the thing that I can say that can hurt you? He knew that was going to hurt Kate. You call that man a B for coming to join you 73-9. He knew that's going to bother him. Oh, we don't need you, bro. We won before you got here. Why you over there bumping him?
So, Chris, you're saying KD, he gone.
Oh, he's out.
He gone. No mercy.
Hey guys, Jenny Taft here. More of the Undisputed podcast is on the way, but first I wanted to tell you guys about Quip. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Luckily, there's Quip, a better electric toothbrush backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. What makes Quip the ideal option? Quip toothbrushes use sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for sensitive gums and even sensitive teeth. They come with a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when it's time to switch sides. It's perfect for me. Plus, for just $5, you can get new brush heads automatically delivered every 3 months, just like the dentist recommends, with a variety of slick colors, including my personal favorite, Silver Metal. Quip has something for everyone.
Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/undisputed right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/undisputed. Now, back to the show and get brushing. No
mercy. The Lakers already have LeBron, but could they realistically add Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis next season? Ooh. According to former NBA vet Jarrett Jack, that will happen. Jack tweeted yesterday that the Lakers will add both KD and AD next summer. Durant can be a free agent at the end of the season, while Davis can be a free agent the following year. So Chris Broussard sticking around for another segment. But first, Shannon.
What do you got over there?
He's getting ready. He's getting ready.
What'd you spike it with?
Go get real hot. You'll be sick.
Are you buying this?
As much as I would love for this to happen, Skip, I can't see this happening. And Chris, you and I were talking off the air. This is really not the commissioner's job to prevent things from a team from. Like you said, he loved the idea that KD joined Golden State. He thought it was good for the league. A lot of people started watching. No, you can't do this. Now, we saw in the All-Star game, LeBron, it was the leading vote getter. He got KD and ended up getting AD. So it goes to show you what he thought of those guys. But this would be so, so unfair. But I would love it so much. KD made it abundantly clear. KD is like, I don't care who team it is. I can ball with anybody in the world, anybody, anywhere, anytime. Now, I don't really know Anthony Davis. I don't really know how he thinks or how he feels. Maybe he wants his team. Maybe he just wants to be out of New Orleans and go somewhere. Like, if I'm not going to win, at least I want to be known. I want people to know who I am. He knows if they pair Skip, they pair these guys together. Come on, man. They're going to win championship.
Wait a second. We're talking about old LeBron now. LeBron being his 17th year.
He'll be older. 40. He could just be the point guard.
How about this here, Skip?
Distribute.
How about this in year 16? 44. 10, 9, 3 blocks.
This
on 68%.
17 we're talking about.
Does he look like he's slowing down?
You know what? Father Time's going to tap him on the shoulder.
You keep telling me
Tom Brady's getting tapped now.
But I love how Father Time go to tap everybody except pliability. Well, maybe he start doing pliability.
Maybe he needs to go visit Tom Brady.
TB12.
I would love to see this happen. I believe they will get one of the Ds, AD or KD. I don't believe they'll get both of those guys.
I do not believe the commissioner would try to veto this, but go ahead.
My turn. Let me say something first about Jarrett Jack, okay? Very respected veteran in the league. Mm-hmm. Very respected by Kevin Durant. He's from the same area Durant's from. Older player, Durant grew up, you know, looking up to, NBA player, all that. Before Kevin Durant made his decision to go to Golden State, he called Jarrett Jack and start asking him all these questions. He didn't tell him he's going there, but he asked him all these questions about Golden State, the Bay Area, some of the players that may have still been there. Mm-hmm. And that's when Jared thought, before KD announced, he's going to Golden State. Right. So that's their relationship.
Right.
That said, I was in communication with Jared since these tweets. He said this is not inside information. He hasn't talked to any of these guys. That's just his personal feeling. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, the players involved. We know it's feasible. This is not like some pie in the sky. Like, financially, it could work. Because KD can go to the Lakers as a free agent. Mm-hmm. And then if AD demands a trade, says, I'm only going to the Lakers, they could offer, you know, they give up, you know, Ingram,
all of them.
Agreed. Okay. Here's the thing with AD. He wants to win a championship, okay? Right now, like, don't expect any trade demand this year. There's not going to be any disruption this year. He's not going to demand a trade. But if they have a poor season, which right now they are, then he could begin looking elsewhere. The Lakers would certainly be on the list, but there's other places. Boston.
Boston have the most
they
assets.
They got all types of assets. And again, he wants to win. That's a place you could really cement a legacy, right? He would be open to New York if they get someone else, like a Kyrie. We talked about Kyrie and Durant going to New York. It could possibly be Kyrie and AD. I'm just saying there are other scenarios, too, for AD, but the Lakers would also be on the table. KD to the Lakers. I've said people have told me KD's always wanted to compete against LeBron and beat him, and that's true. But the Lakers' pitch would be this. It's not a one-on-one matchup. This is not you against LeBron. You've beaten LeBron twice, and LeBron is still viewed as the first or second best player by most people of all time. Like, this hasn't damaged LeBron's legacy. In fact, most people still think LeBron's the best player in the world, even though you've beaten him twice. So, KD, it's past that. This is a beyond that. And they would say also, you're not, don't look at this as I'm following LeBron, I'm joining LeBron. When you join the Lakers, you're joining Magic, Kareem.
Kareem joined them.
Shaq, Will Kobe. James. And look at when Shaq we saw KD, or I'm sorry, LeBron just become the fifth leading scorer of all time. Five of the top six have been Lakers. I mean, this is all part of the pitch. Now, the one thing KD's going to have to get past is what other people think. Because we've said it before, the perception, you jumped on a bandwagon in Golden State. Oh, now you're going to play with LeBron. You're jumping on a bandwagon there. That's the one thing he's going, that would be the biggest
thing
for him to get past.
Have you ever heard of carpooling? If your kids go to my school, why should I drive my car if you're going? Can you take
Look,
my kids?
He got past that to go to Golden
Thank
State.
You.
Well, did he?
Right. And down 3-1 to boot. So I'm just saying that, but that would be the main obstacle for KD.
Old Skip Baylor would come to L.A. I say, I'm joking on the first thing, smoking going to L.A.
You did.
Amen. I don't care what they say.
You made a great choice, too.
Skip, you've been too quiet.
No, I haven't. I've been listening. I've been absorbing all this because I do think I'm going to put some stock in this because I also know Jarrett Jack, and I respect him.
Right.
And I knew him from the old show. We had him on a number of times, and I spent a lot of time around him. He has been around this league. He's been on 8 different teams, and he played with Anthony in New Orleans briefly, but he knows him that way. And as you say, he's like a big brother to Kevin because they're from the same neighborhood. So he, even though he's well-traveled around the league, and unfortunately now at age 35, he's still waiting for his next job offer. And I don't know if he'll get it or not. I hope he does. And there was some part of me that when he tweeted this thought, oh, he's trying to remind everybody, hey, remember me, I don't have a job right now, just to sort of say, hey, just a little quick attention. Right. And it got explosive attention. But I do think there's some
merit.
I'm just putting stock in it because Kevin Durant's a weird dude, man. And I like him and I love him as a player, but he's just weird because he's as oversensitive, thin-skinned a superstar as we've ever seen. He just lives on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. He's just he's responding to Joe Blow in Des Moines. He really takes that to heart.
Right.
Yet he was willing to say, I'm gonna go join forces with that team.
Yes.
You're gonna do that? Seriously? Yeah, I'm going to do that, and I don't care because I'm in my 10th year and I want a ring. Right. Well, he just got two, but he got two finals MVPs. And I told you, he won me over in the first finals with the Warriors because that was hard, man. He had the weight of the NBA world on his shoulders. He had 95% of the NBA world wanted him to fall on his face in that finals. And instead, he shot it right in LeBron's face. He shot the shot of shots. He dribbled it up the floor and pulled up on LeBron, and boom, that was it. Finals MVP. And twice in a row, in a game 3 in the King's Palace in Cleveland, Kevin took the game over.
Yep.
That's why I said, well, that's the best player on the planet to me. We could go back and forth on that. But again, he does weird things because he's going to almost do what he shouldn't do, like go completely against the grain and then live up to it. So would he join LeBron here? Does he love L.A.? I think he still has 2 houses here, right?
Yeah.
And I think AD got a place here, too.
I'm not sure about AD, but KD, obviously.
Oh, he'll get one.
LA.
Yeah.
All right. So do the Lakers – I know the Celtics have, you can argue, more assets, but the Lakers got a lot of assets because I love all these kids. I love them all. Seriously, they're growing on me. I still love Lonzo. You guys maybe not quite as much, but still, if you offered Lonzo and Brandon Ingram and Kuzma, let's just start with those 3. Would they do that for AD?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Well, you might have to, and they'd probably throw in another pick.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think with New Orleans.
But we're not trading Lance.
Dale Demps is their GM. We know he's out of the San Antonio system, right? And they refuse to trade Kawhi to the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. So that would be what he would try to do. I think a big thing with New Orleans would be if Kawhi leaves Toronto, that could send other teams a message like, look, it worked for Paul George in Oklahoma City, But for the most part, in most cases, this is not worth the gamble.
Right.
Because you might, the guy's just going to leave. And so maybe that keeps teams from making great offers that can rival what the Lakers could offer.
But I don't know.
Lakers could give up a ton.
It'd be something.
That'd be a lot. And LeBron, he could just play point guard on that team.
Because then they'd have the best player in the world and the second best player in the world
and the third best.
Maybe the first.
Don't do that, Skip. Yeah, why you? Hold on. Now, I let you slide earlier.
He's old.
No. I let you slide earlier.
He's old.
When you said KD was the best player in the world.
Yeah.
You and I both know KD is not the best player in the world. He's the second best.
He is the best player in the
LeBron
world.
LeBron.
LeBron's going to have these blips occasionally, these 44s, because he's old. He'll kind of rejuvenate.
Skip, the man averaging 27 points a night. You're talking about a blip.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this to that, Skip. KD, as great as he is, he does not control a game like LeBron. And when Steph's not there, KD plays like LeBron. You know, he's bringing the ball up. It's kind of all going through him. And they don't have
don't
that
judge
much,
it
as
by
much
last
success.
Night because
no, not
last
just
night
like,
was troubled, man.
Not
it
just
was
like
icy
I agree.
And awkward.
I agree. I'm just talking about that's why they almost lost to Houston last year because KD was going ISO and all that. They got away from their system.
Remember when Steph got hurt last year? They missed those games.
I can give you a lot of other stats where he just took games over.
Yeah, I can give you a lot of stats about stats about Cleveland right now.
Mm-hmm.
How they're the worst team in the NBA. I can give you those stats. You want
Kevin
those?
No more time for those stats. No more time. By the way,
you're his champion now, right?
Clippers have the ability to sign.
You know what? The Clippers are pretty good too.
I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there.
If Kevin went there by himself, forget bringing Kawhi. Obviously, they'd be greater with Kawhi. But if he went there by himself, they'd be a contender. That's a good team.
And then he doesn't have to deal with the people on Twitter saying, "Oh, you just want to go LeBron. You're going
to
go win more rings."
That's where it's going
to
be.
Chris, always good to see you. Thanks for joining us. No mercy. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were trying to keep their playoff hopes alive in Seattle last night. Rodgers threw a long touchdown pass in the first quarter that put Green Bay up 14-3. Seattle came back, and Russell Wilson gave the Seahawks the lead in the fourth quarter. On the Packers' next drive, Rodgers couldn't convert on third down, so Mike McCarthy decided to punt, and Green Bay never got the ball back. The loss dropped the Packers to 0-5 on the road this season. Take a listen to an unhappy Rodgers after the game.
Aaron, is there any hope left for this season?
Come on, Rod. What kind of question is that?
I don't know. I mean, can't win on the road. What are you going to be able to do?
I don't even know how to answer that, Rob. I mean, come on. What am I supposed to say? Of course there's hope. Of course we believe in each other. You know, it's just going to take one galvanizing moment. So whether that's a speech or practice or something happens in the game, something's got to get this thing going. I thought we had moments tonight where that was the way we were going. You know, the defense, a lot of injuries. Offensively, we lost Jimmy, but guys battled. So, I mean, nobody gave up hope. You know, we just didn't play well enough when we had to play well enough.
Ugh. Brutal post game. Rob Parker joining us now.
We know that wasn't Rob Parker asking those questions because you would never ask that question of that man.
No,
right?
No, because there's always hope.
But he's all asked a question before, Rob.
Oh, has he?
I know because Shannon used to love him when I used to ask during the Rob Marinelli days with the Lions.
Yeah, he was asking questions of my defensive coordinator when he was the head coach. Yeah.
How much is he to blame for the loss last night?
I get it. People always expect great things from Aaron Rodgers. So I always think that if he can't win, he's going to take some of the blame. But here, to be honest, it's got to be Mike McCarthy.
Uh-oh!
This has to be Mike McCarthy's last year in Green Bay, period. He's been there a long time. I know they won a Super Bowl, but I'm done with Mike McCarthy.
Done!
Skip, here's the problem with yesterday. You can't allow the Seahawks to get the ball back because they rushed for 173 yards on 35 carries, which is almost 5 yards a carry.
They hadn't yet, but they're on the
way. But you know what I mean. Yeah. So here you go. You get 4th-and-2. You're on the road. Let Aaron Rodgers run out and run for a first down, even if he doesn't
let
throw the ball.
Run for first
I'm just
down?
Saying. You
I
know what I mean.
That happening.
Well, I want the ball in his hands.
I want him and the game to be over because Aaron couldn't convert on 4th-and-2, not to give the ball back and have the defense trying to stop the run game, which they haven't been able to do So that's the problem. I mean, he had a fine game, 21 for 30, 332 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. He got sacked five times. And I know the defense is much better this year for them. But in this game, you got to look at the game and go, we're not stopping the run. We can't give Seattle the ball back. The game's going to be over. Cannot. Unable to. You have to let him try to get that fourth down. So Mike McCarthy's to blame. 100% I'm giving it on Mike.
You want to go? Go ahead.
You tell me.
I know you want to go. Go ahead.
So, once again, the quote-unquote GOAT, Aaron Rodgers, needs, like LeBron James, a scapegoat. And the scapegoat is going to be Mike McCarthy. And some of the points you make are valid, although I'm not sure that on fourth and two with 4:20 left in the game from your own 33, I'm not sure any other head coach is going to go for that, especially after what had happened on third down, because on third and two, Aaron Rodgers, to quote him, threw it in the dirt to Valdez-Scantling.
Skip, I tell you who did do it. You remember in Indy? It was
Bill Belichick.
It was fourth and one.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't stop the guy. If I give him the ball back, he can't.
I got the right guy to make this play. Well, that's what happened.
No, he couldn't stop
Is it possible Mike McCarthy has lost some trust and faith in his quarterback?
But Skip.
His quarterback ranks 21st in QBR this year. He's having, by his standards, a miserable year.
What does he have, like 19 touchdowns and one pick?
Yeah, that's what he got.
Yeah. So
19 and one
so,
is
Rob
a miserable
Parker.
Year?
I'm going to tell you, last night reminded me once again that Aaron Rodgers is like Tom Cruise in the Mission Impossibles. And I've seen every one of them, and I was just fine with all of them. But he'll make two or three stunt throws a game, just like Tom Cruise will pull off two or three stunts where you'll say, wow, how did he do that? Nobody in the history of the world could make that throw except Aaron Rodgers. And then you walk out of the movie, and you're kind of mildly disappointed, like, it wasn't that good. And it kind of leaves you flat because he's been leaving you flat a lot of times this year. He hasn't won a road game. He's 0-5 on the road. He's, by the way, in his career, 1-4 in Seattle now. And they're 4-5-1. And why did that happen in the second half,
Rob? Is that fair to say he's 1-4 in Seattle when the bad refs, the replacement refs, jobbed him out of one game? Right?
Golden Tate fail Mary.
Right? Yeah. And the other one was the onside kick in that playoff game where the tight end botched it, Bostic or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Took the ball away from Jordy Nelson.
One of the better pro football columnists in the country is Bob McGinn, who was then working for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He wrote a scathing column about Aaron's performance that day in Seattle in the NFC Championship game. And he said, with the Super Bowl on the line, Aaron Rodgers could not deliver. And I don't have time to read the rest of the column, but he ripped him apart.
And you know what I noticed about him, Rob Parker, old Skip Bayless? Mm-hmm. He never mentions reporters and columnists and journalists by name. Mm-hmm. But this one, because he wrote a scathing criticism, Bob again, one of the better ones in the country. You know what, Skip, you need to stop.
So, last night in the second half, this is Aaron Rodgers' performance. They go punt, 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 field goal, which should have been a touchdown, and punt. Five possessions, 3 points in the second half. And he is the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. And according to this man, I think according to both of you, he is the greatest thrower of the football in the history of football.
I've never seen a guy better.
Okay, so if you give him the ball five times, and more important, if you give him the football with 5:08 left, down three, first and 10 at his 25, isn't that Aaron Rodgers' time? Isn't that GOAT time?
That's why you go for it on fourth
down. And guess what happens?
Absolutely.
Guess what happens? Nothing happens. He throws incomplete to Equanimeous, then he hits Valdez-Scantling for eight, but on third and two, this is money time. All the chips are on the table against Russell Wilson, who's really good at home and really good in the clutch. Better in the clutch to me than Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers throws it in the dirt. And that's the football game, because his coach can't trust that we're going to go for it with 4:08 left. I'm sorry, 4:20 left.
But, Skip, how do you not go for it when you have one timeout? You can't stop the clock.
That's
the game. He conceded the game.
Hindsight. 20-20 hindsight.
No, it's not. Okay. That was a first guess.
So Seattle gets the ball back, and they run the ball, and they go 5 yards, 8 yards first down, 4 yards, 7 yards first down, and the game's over.
No, exactly.
But it wasn't like they went for 40 and 30 yards.
They had two first downs.
They had 4 plays, and the ball game's over.
Yeah, well.
Okay, let's just say, okay.
Maybe the defense was a little deflated because the GOAT just, he went,
You know what's
got a goat sad.
So I've never heard a goat sad.
Let me ask
I'm
you.
I'm trying to do his goat.
Let me ask you this, Rob. So is it Aaron Rodgers' fault that they didn't challenge that incomplete pass?
Everybody's watching that. Why in the world would you not challenge? Skip the replay, everybody in the booth. It's an incomplete pass.
I will give you that. So it would have been 2nd and 10, Russell Wilson at his 50-yard line. Okay. You going to stop him? I don't know.
That's a big play in the game.
Let me get this right. So let me get this right. They couldn't stop him at the 50-yard line, but you were going to stop him with one timeout and a two-minute warning.
Can't
with
stop
20.
Him.
I'm confused, Skip.
Why are you confused?
Because
Russell Wilson, I mean, he's throwing the ball at this point. They're not just
trying why give it back to
the
it?
Clock out.
Why give it back to him?
Well, that's they're just going to run it 4 times.
Exactly.
You can't stop the run.
No, they can't. They proved they couldn't stop the run last night.
If you don't mind me asking, the number one rush team in all of football, Seattle. They had 152 at that
point. You know
what?
This is total 2020 hindsight. I promise you, wherever you were watching the game, and I know where you were watching the game, you did not throw a fit about
it. Yes, I did.
You did not?
I said to myself, why in the world would you give the ball back?
You just did not.
4th and 2 wasn't 4th and 10.
4:20 left.
So?
You thought you'd get the ball back.
I didn't think
the goat was going to pull it
back
off.
At all. I knew they weren't going to get
it. I said, that's
back.
Why you go for it on 4th down.
Mm. So, Aaron Rodgers.
You don't trust Aaron Rodgers. Skip, you do realize you got a top 5 quarterback. Well, okay, forget he's the goat or whatever. You will agree he's a top 5 quarterback currently, correct?
He hasn't played like a top 5 quarterback this year.
We're talking about
I'm talking about 21st in QBR. Okay, for his career, I'll give you top 5.
Okay.
But I'll give you a coach who might be losing some faith because they're 0-5 on the road. And in these, I don't know, they lost at Washington. They lost to your Lions.
Yeah, but don't forget, Ben Crosby missed, that's what I'm calling him.
Yeah.
Because he missed 5 field goals in that game.
No, he's Mason Crossbar. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, but hold on, Skip. I can assure you, if he's lost confidence in Aaron Rodgers, what do you think Aaron Rodgers has lost in him?
Absolutely.
He's gone.
I agree.
Aaron Rodgers rules that franchise.
He done mucked up Aaron Rodgers the last 8 years.
That's true. I'm glad you pointed that out to our viewers. It's been 9 years since Aaron Rodgers played in and won his only Super Bowl.
Because he kept He kept Dom Capers around far too long when the defense was insufficient.
Really?
I thought that I put that at the feet of Mike McCarthy.
Huh. Horrendous. Horrendous defense giving up 40 points, 3 times in the postseason?
So, Aaron Rodgers has won 5 playoff games since that Super Bowl, and he's lost 6. Well, the GOAT doesn't go 5-6 in the postseason. If you're that guy, if you're Tom Brady, you don't do that. And don't tell me Tom Brady's had better receivers than Aaron Rodgers, because Devontae Adams is a top 10 receiver. He just is.
He is now.
And Jimmy Graham is better than Gronk is right now.
Jimmy Graham got hurt.
He got hurt, but he wasn't up for a while.
He left in the first quarter.
I don't think it was the first quarter.
Yeah.
He made one big catch.
But Brady was the GOAT in the Super Bowl.
Yeah?
He was, because remember he fumbled that ball away.
Goat.
That goat. Yeah.
You mean the guy who's won 5 Super Bowls in 8 tries, and Aaron Rodgers is 1-1?
1-0.
5-6.
But that's what you tell me. You tell me that 6-0.
Okay, but think about what he's done in the postseason. Aaron Rodgers, nobody wants to face this head on. He beat Joe Webb, the immortal Joe Webb, who's a receiver playing quarterback for the Vikings. He beat Kirk Cousins. I have little to no respect for Kirk Cousins. Forgive me for that, but that's not a big deal. And then he won the Dez Bryant catch game because it was a catch and it should have been
Dallas
winning that game. Well, it was.
No.
And then he beat the Giants after Odell went on the boat trip, right?
But what does the boat trip have to do with what happened on the
field? They weren't ready to play because on the first 3rd down, Odell gets hit right in the breadbasket and drops it. He wasn't ready to play.
You know what Skip does. Skip will blame Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, but wait a second. Then Aaron Rodgers steals a game at Jerry World because Mason Crossbar makes the 2 craziest field goals I've ever seen from 56
but
and 51.
Using your logic here, when I talk about Brady being the luckiest of all time, I give you all the same scenarios where John Casey kicks the ball out of bounds. In that Super
Bowl. What are we going to do about Adam Vinatieri making all these kicks in the Super Bowl?
Adam Vinatieri is Tom Brady's bread and butter.
What are we going to do about Tom Brady throwing for 124 yards in the 4th quarter against the Legion of Boom and throwing for 2 touchdowns? What are we going to do with Tom Brady throwing for 246 yards in the 4th quarter and overtime to bring them back from 28-3 down against Atlanta in the Super Bowl?
Atlanta,
The same thing we're going to do about Coach Belichick's defense not giving up a point in the fourth quarter in overtime. Okay.
What are we going to do with Tom Brady down 20-10 to Saxonville at home in the AFC Championship game last year? What are we going to do?
And also, the Jacksonville's coach is the same thing. Okay. They played way too conservative instead of trying to win the game.
Brady threw for 138 yards against that defense, the number one defense in pro football in the fourth quarter.
And Coach Belichick's defense gave up 3 points in the fourth quarter.
Exactly. And by the way, Tom Brady had 12 stitches in the palm of his
hand. You said you weren't going to bring that up again, Skip. No. You promised that's a case of due. Because I told you, every time you bring it up, we were not bringing up injuries. You're talking about he's out
there?
That
was a P.S. I just
said. No P.S. Yeah. No, it was on B.S. That's what it was.
Oh, I think it was the truth.
No,
did it happen?
He did it at home. Talking about he cut his hair. I'm like, hold on.
Okay, you can have, I'll give you that, but 12 stitches in the palm of your throwing hand is 12 stitches.
Don't lie.
What are we going to do when we have to wrap this segment and move on? No mercy.
Hey guys, Jenny Taft here. More of the Undisputed podcast is on the way, but first, I wanted to talk to you about one of our sponsors. If you're like me, you know that navigating the stock market can be daunting. Fortunately, there's Robinhood. Robinhood is an app that makes buying and selling stocks, options, cryptos, and more simple and intuitive. With data presented in an easy-to-digest way, Robinhood is a non-intimidating method for stock market newcomers to invest with confidence. And here's the best part. Not only is Robinhood easy to use, it's all commission-free. That's right, no commission fees. Other brokerages can charge you up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood allows you to trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Even better, Robinhood is giving Undisputed listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Just sign up at undisputed.robinhood.com. That's undisputed.robinhood.com to start investing today. Now, back to the show. No
mercy. Let's talk about the NFC East. The Cowboys, Redskins, and Eagles will all be underdogs on Sunday. Dallas kept their playoff hopes alive with a big win in Philadelphia last week, which got them to 4-5. Now they'll be a road underdog again versus the Falcons. Rob Parker joining us again here in the studio. Rob, the Cowboys, can they win the division?
Sure they can. Excuse me, but do I think they will? No. I still don't trust Dak Prescott. I just
more Dak hate. I love it.
I just Dak, don't.
Are you listening?
You know what I'm saying,
are you watching?
I just don't. I really don't. And I know I still believe that Philly has a chance to come back and win that division. Their schedule is a little tougher.
I'd say.
It's tougher than Dallas's, but they have the better quarterback who's playing better. And I just think that they
can. Did you watch last Sunday night at Philadelphia?
I understand. They had a bad
one. But the season has been 9-10 games, not just one, Skip Bayless.
Mm. And Skip, for real, the Cowboys still have to play the Saints. There's a game there.
But I
think if you look at Philadelphia, don't they have they have two more games against Washington. They haven't played Washington yet.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
And they got the Giants.
And they got the Giants. That's another one. Mm-hmm. And they got Dallas. They can beat Dallas.
Yes.
All right, they did lose the one game, but they can go to Dallas and win. Mm. I don't trust the Cowboys. I know people are making a flip-flop because they won the game in Philadelphia. Because had they lost, the season would have been over.
Yeah.
So I get the hope, but it's false hope into believing that the team that one day Troy Aikman was saying should be blown up and changed all over, now they're going to win the division. I'm not buying that.
No.
Those warts are still there. Pull the skin back, Shannon.
Yeah.
They're still there.
Mm. That's a disgusting analogy.
Yeah, but it is.
But it's true.
What shot do I give the Cowboys to win the division? Zero. None.
Zero shot?
None.
You better be right because you bet six cases of duel.
Yeah, the next 12 days they got the Atlanta on Sunday, Washington at home on Thanksgiving,
win.
And then they got New Orleans at home.
Loss.
A week. So the question is, does the clapping game plan, does it translate over 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
Coach Clapp?
Yeah.
Coach Clapp?
Mason Garrett?
No, I do not believe so, Skip.
Who called a fake punt on 4th-and-2 from his own 31
of
the night? No, not Jerry. Jason did. Jason Garrett.
Yeah, I know. Jerry told him to. But anyway, when last time they won back-to-back games this year, Skip?
None.
Oh, when was the last time they scored 20 points in back-to-back games, Skip?
Zilch.
Keep going. 27th in total offense, 28th in pass offense.
Keep going.
If you don't mind me asking, what's Dak Prescott's QBR? You love QBR.
Not good.
No, I don't need no.
What is it? Give us a number.
No, I'm good. It's not a number. And so,
I don't follow it.
But he had, Aaron Rodgers as QBR a little while ago.
21st in the league.
See?
Rob, here's what Skip will never, ever tell you. Since the start of last season, Dak Prescott is tied with DeShone Kizer, Jameis Winston, and Derek Carr with 10 multi-turnover games. Your guy.
What was his record through the first half of last year?
Your guy.
5-3. What was his QBR? Second in the league.
Since the start of last season, and you like to use the word sample size. You like to use the word body of work. That's a large body of work, Skip. That's a large sample size.
That's more than a season and a half.
Wait, since Carson Wentz came into this league, he has the most fumbles, tied for the most fumbles, in the National Football League over that span. Really?
And he got
you like that?
And he took his team to the Super Bowl.
He did not take his team. Nick Foles took the team to the Super Bowl.
He had a team out that had lost one game.
And he was the MVP. Tom Brady won it by default. By default, you know.
You guys are in so much trouble. You're going to have to eat so much crow. You're going to have to suffer so much humiliation sitting in those seats.
Well, it'll be over once you lose on Sunday.
No, it will not be. It will not be over with. It'll just be getting started.
Over.
My Cowboys are going to win the NFC East by default. I will give you that. If you want to say they're going to back in, you can have back in, but they are going to win it. And if you win this division, that means you get to go to the playoffs. It's a done deal. It goes along with the prize. You get a playoff spot, right? So my Cowboys are going to win me that bet of three cases of Diet D because they are going to go to the playoffs. And you're going to lose the other bet that you'd recently made, which is that Philly is going to win the NFC East for three more cases. Yep. So I'm going to be up six more cases. I'm up 11 now. But all I have to do is just run down the schedules. Philadelphia has a hellacious hard closing schedule. I feel sorry for them. And they're already a dissension-racked football team.
There ain't no dissension. Yeah,
so they're going to New Orleans, and they're going to lose in New Orleans, according to the Hall of Famers. So
you picked them to lose, too.
Okay, well, I'm just going off you. You're in the Hall of Fame. I'm not.
I think that could be an upset. Okay. That might be to start the engine. Right? The Saints have won all those games in a row.
Do you want a dinner on
this
one?
Seriously?
Let's go.
Yeah. Why would I do this to you? I got to save you from yourself.
Mr. C's. Come on,
seriously?
Let's do it.
Well, you just lost one. Mr. C's is good.
Okay, I'll do it if you'll do it. Okay, straight up, I got New Orleans.
They
got
to have a starting point, Shannon. I'm serious.
Why? Is
you got to have an end point.
No, there's a starting point. And if they win that game, remember the Saints have won, what, 8 in a row?
Yeah.
What?
We saw the Rams have won 8 in a row before they lost. It's time.
Okay,
they're going to lose again.
So now that I glance down the rest of Philly's schedule, after they lose at New Orleans, they do get your Giants, which should be a gift at home. But you never know about those Giants. So then they got Redskins, they got to go to the Cowboys. They're going to lose at the Cowboys. They have to go to the Rams. They got DeSean and the Texans.
Win.
And then they have to go to Washington at the end of the year. Okay, you can say all the wins you want, but they're going to finish 8-8. I got them at 8-8. And listen to the Redskins. Again, they got
love for the Redskins at this table.
Okay, they're two games up right now. They got a commanding.
And nobody's picking them.
Nobody's picking them. Are you believing this? But they got the Texans at home, and I need this one badly. This is my swing game for the whole division. DeSean has to go into Washington and beat Chuck Down Alex. Then they go to Dallas on Thanksgiving. They're going to lose that game. They have to go to Philadelphia. I think they'll lose that game. They get a Giants game, a gift. And then they have to go to Jacksonville, go to Tennessee, and finish with the Eagles. They're going to finish 8-8. Those two teams will finish 8-8. And remember, my Cowboys have the easiest closing schedule. I think you agreed with
that. No, it is an easy schedule, but wouldn't you love to see them go to Dallas and win that, right? Is it at Dallas?
Okay, but just
that's
remember,
the
last three for Dallas. At Indy, again, resurgence by Andrew Luck, maybe the comeback player of the year. Not easy, but winnable. Then Tampa at home. And then at the Giants. Could the Giants be the spoiler in all this? They could
be. All I'm saying
is this. I don't think so.
If the Cowboys win this division. Hey, Healy, how much PTO I got? No.
What?
Yeah, I need PTO.
What's PTO?
Paid time off.
Paid time off?
Yeah, because the Cowboys win, I ain't coming either.
Well, you already took one day, right?
Follow. In 2.5 years.
I know, you took one day. And look.
We don't take days off.
Hey, and then he sent me a text, is everything okay? Dude, I got one day. I took one day.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's weak.
I don't know.
That is Joker here.
This Joker.
One day.
This Joker should win six more cases.
I took one day.
You know, Skip, Cowboys. All the years we worked together, I don't remember Skip ever taking a day off.
No.
Right? I got to knock on wood right now.
God, no, but I'm just.
He can't go home because Ernestine locked the door. What's the need? The door unlocked until 9.
That is true. My Cowboys are going to win the NFL.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not, Skip.
I got this.
Nope.
We'll find
this
out
is
going to
be
weeks.
A beautiful
Eagles,
thing.
Eagles, I can't wait for my Mr. C's.
You know what, Skip?
The Redskins are taking the division. I'll say it.
After Washington beat them on Thanksgiving, it'll be over for you, so I'll get my case.
Then I'm going to take a day off.
All right. good to see you. Thanks for joining us. Invite me to Mr. C's.
Yes.
I'd like to go. No mercy. The Saints are a big 8-point favorite at home against the Eagles Sunday on Fox. New Orleans has won 8 straight, and Drew Brees is an MVP candidate with 21 touchdown passes and only 1 interception. Carson Wentz and the Eagles are desperate for a win, sitting at 4-5 this season. So, Shannon, can you make a case for Wentz and the Eagles to win?
I'm going to do the best job I possibly can of making the case.
All right.
They need to play as close to a perfect game team-wise as they possibly can. Let me give you a couple of things they need to do. Dougie P needs to be aggressive, Skip. He's going to have to steal a possession. Maybe on fourth down, go for it. Maybe fake a field goal. Maybe onside kick. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to do something to give his offense an extra possession to keep Drew Brees from getting back on the field. Also, defense, you got to play better than what you've ever played this year. I don't think their defense is not even close to what they were last year, Skip. They used to be able to stop the run. They don't do that nearly as well. They used to be able to get after your quarterback consistently. They don't do that as well as they did. But the number one thing they did last year that they don't do this year is take the ball away. And the one thing the Saints don't do is they don't give it away. Hence, Drew Brees only has 1 interception this year. So can they play a perfect ball? Because I don't even worry about a walk it to them. Because I know Walker to him going to do what he do.
Mm. Who is Walker to him?
Carson Wentz.
Oh, Carson.
You know who it is, Skip Bayless. Mm. He's the best quarterback in the NFC East.
Well, that's debatable.
It ain't. Who you debating?
No.
You must be debating you and Hazel debating.
Wait, yeah, wait until the end of the year. Just wait.
The Eagles are going to, man, time of possession is going to be huge for their offense because you got to keep New Orleans offense off the field. Mm. If you give the Saints crack after crack at you, Drew Brees will crack the code. He'll put the ball in the end zone, and they'll run away because they're a different animal. They're a very good team. Mm. And what they've shown this year, they're a very good team on the road. Mm. But they're a different animal in that building. Mm. Man, that crowd gets electric. They start rocking, and they start playing that music.
Yep. So Walker Tulum's going to hand it to LeGarrette Blount. No, he's gone. Hand it to Jay Ajayi. He's gone. Wendell Smallwood? You got a small chance with Smallwood, right?
I told you. Yep. I'm telling you what they need to do in order to, cover the spread. Okay. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Cover the spread? What about winning the football game?
We're just talking spread?
Hold on, Skip. Every time, you know what? And for the last, Jamie, you weren't here. But for the last month, I picked against the New Orleans Saints. And he would always start his argument. So let me get this straight. The guy that picked the New Orleans Saints
to win the NFC
and to win the Super Bowl is picking against them. I was like,
they're going to lose at Baltimore. No, I said they're going to win.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose at Minnesota, said the Hall of Famer. Yeah. I said, nope, they're going to win at Minnesota.
So now I pick my team that I said will be the representative for the NFC. I'm picking them to win. And now you're like, well, what about Wentz? What about your boy Walker Tool? Or what about old Limpet to him? Say, nah, I can't.
Limpet to him. Yeah. Limpet.
Skip, they got to play a perfect game, and the Eagles haven't been as good as I thought they would be this year.
Mm.
But I don't know if they can play that type of a ball game, especially with the way. Now, they might catch Saints feeling good about themselves, pat themselves on the back.
They might.
1-8 straight. Mm. Drew Brees is playing unbelievable. Mm. But if they play perfect, they have a chance. But I don't know if they can get that done.
Mm. So, Jamie, this is the same man who earlier this week just popped out this thought, just came out of left field and went out of the right side of his mouth.
What'd I say?
Oh, Walker Tulum just might throw 3 or 4 tubs and upset the Saints in New Orleans. You said that,
didn't
you?
It, yeah.
You did say that.
Did.
And now you have walked that way back on Walker Tulum,
he
right?
might throw 3 or 4 tubs, but Drew Brees might throw 4 or 5
tubs. Oh, one of those deals.
Yeah.
And then maybe just 2 days ago, my man Shannon Sharp said, oh, they'll cover easily in this game.
Yeah.
So it's
going
to be close. What is it, like 8?
8
now? Okay, 8 points. So, not anymore. You're off the cover.
They lost to the Cowboys.
Yeah. Okay.
The Cowboys are some.
So what's your score? 42-7?
Nah. You know what? I'm going to say the final score be I'm going to say 38,
27. You're giving Walker to him 27 points? That's pretty good. Well, I must tell you, my score is in your ballpark because I already wrote mine down, 35 to 24. And the reason I'm going to give Walker to him 24 is because New Orleans is still tied for 23rd in points allowed.
Yeah.
And they make plays. They do. They will take the ball away from you, and they'll make sort of key moment plays. But in the big picture, they're going to give up some points.
They give
points
a lot of yards.
Because on opening day in this same stadium in which this game is going to be played, this dome, they gave up 48 points to Fitzmagic.
Yes.
And that was the shocker of the year as we look back on it, because it was 48 to 40 Tampa over New Orleans, and that's the last loss.
Well, you know what, Skip? This might be the shocker of the year, given the way Philly has been playing and the way New Orleans is playing. If they go down there and they upset them, I don't think – no. I mean, think about 8 points. You're talking about when was the last time the defending champ and they bring their starting quarterback back has been a dog by 8 points?
Well, the problem is the Super Bowl MVP and the MVP
of
the
last year.
Well, he's holding a clipboard. I got to tell you, no one seems to bite on this, but
no, because
Nick Foles played the two greatest playoff games back-to-back I've ever seen any quarterback play in tandem, both games, NFC Championship game in Philly and the Super Bowl up in Minnesota. Those were extraordinary performances by that quarterback, and he's watching right
now. Yeah, good. Let me ask you a question. If Nick Foles is the quarterback, what do you think the spread is?
Probably five.
Man, you,
well, they'd be a better team. They'd have a better record than this. They're, what, 4-5?
Skip.
The defending champs are 4-5?
Nick Foles, although he had a great moment, he's not a better quarterback than Carson Wentz.
Mm. I think he's a better operator of the offense than Carson Wentz. Mm. That's what I think.
That's what I'm like, Jamie. Like,
And you know what? He's more mobile in his own way because he runs the read option or the read pass option better than Wentz does.
No, Wentz better than
Wentz has lost some of his mobility. I told you the other day going into the game, what I tell you about the Cowboy game, he's lost his ability to hurt you with his legs.
What?
His rush yards are down by 100 yards from this point
last year.
What
did you expect?
Well,
I mean, you see, the thing what has happened is that Adrian Peterson has skewed it for everybody. Mm. Oh, you have ACL surgery, you come back better than ever. No, it's normally the year after.
Yeah.
Not the year you have the surgery, but the year after. It's the following year. Mm. Now, watch next year. He'll be back running the ball like he was before he hurt that knee.
Okay, but this is this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
And the Saints. Mm. And that guy right there.
And we have dissension in the Philly ranks very predictably because we got the Pro Bowl center Jason Kelce, who last week ripped my Cowboys for their tradition and their bandwagon fans. Remember that, Jason Kelce?
What do you say now?
Now he's saying we're missing accountability because we've lost a lot of veteran leaders and LeGarrette Blount, Matt Collins, Torrey Smith,
Skip.
Selleck.
Is he a veteran?
The last time I checked, they got a whole bunch of veterans.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's saying we've lost veteran accountability. We've lost the intangibles we had last year.
Man, stop
I don't
making
know.
Excuses.
Well, what happens to the Eagles is you got Lane Johnson blasting the Patriot tradition that they're robots and they don't have any fun. And now I'm wondering if the Eagles are having any fun at 4-5.
Nah, ain't no fun losing.
Yeah.
And you got him talking about the Cowboys. What difference does it if people on the Cowboys, for whatever reason they're on the Cowboys, you play for the Eagles. Mm. You actually think I care what other fans and how they treated their team?
Mm.
You think I cared about that, Skip? That was the last thing on my mind. I'm worried about us in that locker room.
Well, it appears that the Eagles are worried about a lot of things
that's
they
the problem.
Shouldn't be worried
that's
about.
The, and therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get it because Fletcher Clark said at the beginning of the season,
yep.
Nobody's giving us respect. Who cares?
Yep.
Go get that trophy. Then you don't have no choice but to get respect.
So I'm only worried about two football games on Sunday because I'm not really worried about the Cowboy game. But the ones that I need to win my bet against you and lose your bet to me, I need the Eagles to lose soundly at New Orleans. I don't need any tightrope walks. I just need the game to be pretty easily won by the Saints. I need the Texans to win at Washington. That's huge. That's my swing game for the whole NFC East. Texans, go Deshaun Watson.
Why,
I need it.
Why
they're three-point
why
favorites.
Why do you want someone to do your dirty work?
Well, because they put themselves in this position. They need lots of help.
The Cowboys play the Eagles again. The Cowboys play the Washington again.
Yep.
So let them handle their own work. Well, don't let somebody do your dirty work for you.
I'm going to remind you, you made the bet, which I thought was a foolish bet, on, I believe, Monday. You said that you will put three more cases on Philly to win the East. And I'm going to remind you that after this game at New Orleans, they do get the Giants, but then they have to play the Redskins, go to Dallas, to Los Angeles to play the Rams, the Texans, and then go to the Washington Redskins.
Why are you glazing over the Giants like that? Like, that's an automatic win?
Oh, yeah, that's
win?
Your team. I forgot.
Well, they are. You
well, you know what? Odell did predict they're going to win their last eight, right? Eight in a row, and they won one in a row.
So. Really?
Giants taking the NFC. Well,
I mean, they got another quarter. They got another quarterback. Something.
I don't know. He looked like a world beater in the fourth quarter at San Francisco, right?
All this talk about the Eagles, though, I'm just so impressed with how the Saints look this year. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that coming.
I did.
Well, we both did. We both picked
them. Yeah, because you didn't want me to get ahead of you.
I did not. I had no idea who you were going to pick. No
mercy. Thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning, featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts. Sports. One of one.